Archers for the week 7 to 12 March 2004.
At Glebe Cottage, Christine has had a disturbed night.
That?
Oh, it's just me, love. Brought you some breakfast.
Oh, I could have got up. Oh, you should have woken me.
No, you need your sleep. You didn't have a very good night, did you?
Oh, not really. Every time I close my eyes, I just see it all again.
I know, love.
I don't want to be a nuisance to Phil and Jill. They've been so kind.
Hey, no one thinks you're a nuisance. Now, look, there you are. You'll feel better when you've got some of that inside you.
Oh, I don't know if I can manage all this. Have you had yours?
Oh, don't you worry about me. Takes more than a scumbag like Clive Orobin to put me off my food.
I'm being pathetic, aren't I?
No, you're
holding
not.
Holding everyone up. Phil and Jill must be about to go to church.
There's plenty of time. I thought you might like to go with them.
Oh, no, I'll just stay here.
You don't fancy a bit of fresh air, some company?
No, no. I don't want to see anybody. They'll want to talk about
They're
it.
They're on your side, Chris.
I know. I just don't want to go over it again.
You don't have to. Though maybe it might help
no,
you.
No, I can't bear having to talk about
well,
it.
I'm sure people would respect that. I just thought you might find it a comfort.
I'd rather be doing something with... Oh, we could make ourselves useful, get the lunch on for Phil and Jill.
But I've arranged to meet David round at the police house, don't you remember?
Oh, yes.
To help me get the deadlocks fitted. I mean, the sooner it's all secure, the sooner we can go home again.
No, you mustn't let him down. It's kind of him to give up his time.
Maybe you could come with me.
No, no. I'm just not ready, George.
All right, all right. But then, well, you'd be on your own here.
But I've got that personal alarm the police gave me. If he did come back,
He's not going to. Why should he?
Why did he do any of it?
He won't come back.
The police haven't found him yet.
Oh, they will. They've got the whole county looking for him. David and Oliver alerted Farm Watch.
Oh, I don't want anyone putting themselves in danger.
Nobody's going to.
How can you say that? He's got a gun.
Which is why the police are doing everything they can to find him.
I know, but I'd rather stay here until they do.
Another cup, love?
No, thanks. We should be thinking about getting off soon.
You need to know what's happening with Chris.
George has been a long time with that tray.
She must be awake. You think she'll want to come to church?
I don't know.
I'll stay with her if she doesn't.
Oh, thanks, love. I'd do it.
Oh, no, you can't lay down and down. Maybe George will persuade her to go to the police house with him.
I doubt it.
Do you? He thinks it would be better for her.
Yes, I know he does.
Don't you agree? The sooner they start trying to get things back to normal...
Yes, I agree with that, but I just don't think she's ready yet.
If I could get my hands on Clive Horrocks...
Yes, I know what you mean. Last time, when Alan said we should hate the sin but love the sinner...
It's Alan's job to counsel perfection. I'm not up to it, not after this.
No, I feel the same.
I mean, maybe he does have some twisted grudge against George, but why take it out on Chris? And poor Susan!
Yeah, I know. It's hard to see what the Horribins have done to deserve this.
When Susan came to ask me how Chris was, she could hardly look me in the eye.
Yeah, that was very brave of her.
I don't think she believed it when I said Chris was resting. Oh, George, how is she?
Yeah. Well, she did get some sleep and I persuaded her to eat something. She doesn't want to go to church, though, I'm afraid.
Well, that's no problem.
She says she'll be all right on her own, but I'm not sure.
She's not going to be on her own. I'll stay with her.
Oh, would you mind?
Of course not.
Well, I'd offer, but I'm playing the organ.
I tried to persuade her to come over to the police house with me, but she wouldn't hear of it.
It's too soon, George.
Maybe she'll feel happier about the idea when David and I have got it all secure.
Maybe.
She'll go when she's ready.
Yes, but you...
You can stay here as long as you like, you know that.
Oh, you've been very kind, but I'll worry if she leaves it too long.
Oh.
Anyone fancy another sausage? I couldn't manage all of this.
Oh, you should have given me a shout. I could have brought that down for you.
Oh, I can't sit around here doing nothing. Got to earn my keep.
Don't be silly.
You two are going to be late for church. Don't worry about the washing up. I can do it.
Actually, Chris, I'm not going. I woke up with a headache.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it'll pass, as long as she doesn't have to listen to my playing.
Well, if you want to go back to bed, I can see to the lunch.
That would make it worse. A bit of fresh air and exercise might shift it. We could go for a walk.
Well, well, well. You do have some vices, then.
More than Adam. Just the occasional one.
Vice or cigarette?
Cigarette. The odd one when I'm under stress.
Then I come at a bad time.
No, not really. We've just got a lot in for lunch. One that I've cooked for since I've been here.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
It's just a pathetic excuse, really. There. Now, I've given up officially. Again.
Join the club. It's one of my dark secrets from my time in Africa.
One of them?
Everyone smokes over there. Seems unsociable not to. I suppose you've got another one on you, have you?
I'm not going to be the one to lead you back into bad ways.
Pity. Well, I came to talk polytunnels.
Well, have you got a date for that?
This week, if that's all right. The weather forecast is looking good.
Yeah, I mentioned it might take an extra day. Well, it couldn't be tomorrow, though.
Tuesday would be fine. The March gales seem to be on hold.
I suppose if the wind gets up, that's a bit of a nightmare.
That's an understatement. Means an early start, too, I'm afraid.
You didn't mention that before.
Didn't I? I thought I did.
How early?
6 o'clock. Is that too bad?
Middle of the morning. Fruit and veg markets have been open for hours.
I'm very grateful.
It'll be good to be out in the open for a change. And besides, it'll help me to get to know a few more people.
It'll certainly do that. Nothing like getting entangled in a roll of polythene for a bit of intimacy.
I'll take your word for it. Well, the Sunday lunch isn't going to cook itself.
Yeah, I should be getting on. Let the others know it's Tuesday.
You came to see me first?
Of course I did.
That should do it. That stuff is tough.
So let's take a bit of a breather. We're nearly there.
No one's going to get in here in a hurry.
No, once bitten, twice shy.
The police think he got in round the back, do they?
I swear the window was smashed.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I blame myself. This conservatory wasn't as secure as it should have been.
Well, it's easy to forget, isn't it? I mean, you tend to think of it as part of the garden, not a way into the house.
Yeah. I shan't make that mistake again.
You don't really think he'll come back here, though, do you? I mean, with police swarming all over the place, he'd have to be crazy.
Yes, well, unfortunately, he is.
I suppose so.
The police will find him soon enough. The men they put into it, they're bound to.
Well, as long as we don't let Ruth loose on him, he should be safe.
Angry, is she? Jill's the same.
Nah, she can't get over what he did to Susan. You know, she thinks how she'd feel if Brookfield was surrounded by armed police, with Pip and Josh and Ben in there.
Scum of the earth.
Yeah.
If a man's prepared to do that to his own family...
Well, yours is going to be safe enough.
You know, it's very good of you to give up your time like this.
It's nothing.
Oh, no, I appreciate it.
Well, we're not that busy now, with lambing tailing off. Need to keep busy. At least it takes my mind off Friday.
What's happening on Friday?
The next TB test. Oh. You'd think I'd be used to it, but no, wouldn't you?
Well, I'd think to get used to.
Especially when the last one was such a disaster. Mm.
Hello? Anyone at home? George? David?
Round here. I wonder what he wants.
Oh, come to offer his services, maybe. Morning, Adam.
Oh, David, good. Ruth said you'd probably still be here. Morning, George.
Morning.
That's an impressive set of locks.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to bolt the stable door after the horse has gone, you might as well use a good one.
This place is going to be harder to get into than Fort Knox.
As long as Chris feels safe, that's the only thing that matters.
Must have been a nightmare for her. Give her my love, won't you?
Of course.
I won't distract you from your sterling work. I just wanted to ask you something, David.
Yeah, ask away.
Would Tuesday suit you for working on the polytunnels? Weather forecast is looking good.
Yeah, that's fine. Gives me time to square it properly with Ruth and Bert.
Great, thanks.
You've got a big job on there.
I know. That's why I'm having to beg a few favours. In the case of the Grundys, flash a bit of cash.
I'll bet.
Who else have you asked?
Tony, Ian.
Ian?
He's the new chef at Grey Gables. Oh. Well, he looks like a big, strong lad.
What did you promise him? A few punnets of strawberries?
Something like that. Anyway, I'd better get on and let the others know. See you, David.
See ya.
Oh, and George, tell Christine Mum's hoping to come down to Glebe Cottage to see her this afternoon.
Oh, ask her to ring first. We might be back here.
That's good. The air's always so fresh up here.
Your headache's gone, then?
Much better. And you've got some colour back in your cheeks.
Which was the object of the exercise, wasn't it?
Well...
Come on, Jill. You never had a headache. It was an excuse not to leave me alone.
I can miss church for once in a good cause.
What good cause? A pathetic bundle of nerves not fit to be left alone.
Don't be silly. Nobody thinks that.
Then why is Phil coming up to check on
He's
us?
He's not. Oh.
I rest my case.
Well, I expect he just fancied a walk. He loves Lakey Hill just as you do.
Ambridge always looks so peaceful. You never think...
Morning, you two.
Phil, what a surprise. What brings you up here? Neighbourhood watch?
I felt like a walk.
It's a lovely morning.
Jill's headache's quite gone.
Oh, that's good.
So, it's time I was thinking about getting the lunch started.
I'll help.
No rush. You stay here with Phil a bit. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, it's nice to see the sun.
Yes. So, were there many in church?
Yes, it was quite full. Lots of people asking after you.
Sorry I wasn't there to give them the gory details.
Oh, Chris, not like that.
No, I'm sorry. Was Susan there?
No, she wasn't, actually.
She couldn't face it either. I don't blame her.
Don't you?
No, of course not. But I don't know what to say to her. It's one of the reasons I didn't want to go.
I dropped round to the police house on my way here.
You have had a busy morning.
Well, George and David have done a really good job. You can feel safe.
No, I can't. 1,000 bolts and locks aren't going to make a difference.
Well, then what will?
I don't know, Phil. I look at Borsetshire spread out looking so beautiful and I think Clive Horribin's hiding down there somewhere.
Oh, Chris.
A sunbeam hits a puddle or a car windscreen. I think it's glinting on a gun.
They'll find him.
They haven't. I know George is doing his best to make me feel safe.
He won't come back. He can't get in.
He doesn't have to. He's in my head. All I think about, everywhere I look. Nowhere safe now, Phil. Nowhere.
Susan's got a tough day ahead of her.
Oh, dear. Oh, what time is it?
Oh, don't worry, there's no rush. I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, but the kids' breakfasts.
I am as getting Christopher something. You just relax.
Oh, thanks, love.
And drink your tea in peace. Then you can think about getting yourself together for work.
Oh, Neil, I don't think I can face going in. Not today.
Oh, love.
You'll have to ring them, say your meal or something.
Well, you'll have to go back sometime. I don't suppose it'll be as bad as you think.
Oh, it will be. Everyone talking about it. Whispering behind me back.
They may not even know about it.
Of course they will. It's been on the local news all weekend.
But no one blames you. Everyone in the village has been so kind. Why should school be any different?
It will be. Oh, you know, kids. And the teachers. Maybe they'll think I shouldn't be around children.
No, that's just silly. There may be a bit of talk, but they'll soon find something else to gossip about.
No, not until he's caught. They might think I'm hiding him.
Now, why would they think that?
Because I did.
No one at Borchester Green is going to remember.
The head knows.
Well, she's not going to tell anybody. It's all old history.
No, not to the police. I'm sure they've got men watching the house.
Why would they waste their time doing that? He'd be crazy to come back here.
Oh, and you think he's not crazy? After what he did to George and Christine. Oh, I'm so ashamed.
Susan. No one blames you.
I should go round and say something to him. Say I'm sorry.
You spoke to Jill.
No, that's not good enough. Clary says Chris is too frightened to go home. Oh, it's such a mess.
Look, if it makes you any happier, I'll go round on my way to work, see how they're doing.
Would you?
Yes, of course.
I say you'd have come, only you'd got to go into school.
I'm not going, I told you.
Love, it's not a very good example to set Christopher, is it?
They might give him a hard time too. Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
Nothing. You've done nothing. Hang on to that, love. None of this is your fault.
Oh, this egg's hard.
No, it's not.
It is. I can't dip my toast in it.
Don't be such a baby.
I can't eat this.
Well, cook yourself another then.
Mum knows how I like my eggs. Why can't she cook it?
Why do you think? You're so selfish after all she's been through.
We went through it too, didn't we? Armed police around the house.
You weren't here.
Suppose I had been. I could have been shot.
Don't be daft. Why would they have shot you?
They might have thought I was Uncle Clive, a desperate man on the run.
You look nothing like him. It was poor Mum who had to go out all on her own.
Cool, though, being in an armed siege.
Cool.
My mates will think I'm well hard.
Only if they're as stupid as you. Don't you go talking like that when Mum's around.
You're supposed to be nice to me. I've been traumatised.
Looks like it. See, you've finished that egg.
Come on, Christopher. If you've finished your breakfast, you can start getting ready for school.
There's ages yet. When's Mum coming down?
She isn't going into school today.
Why not?
Why do you think?
She's not feeling too good.
Neither am I. Can I have a day off?
I miss boasting to your mates how hard you are.
No, you cannot have a day off. What about your GCSEs? Well, don't you want to be a farrier anymore?
Is Mum going to be all right on her own?
I am a bit worried about leaving her, but I've got the pigs to see to.
Oh, I can stay with her.
Would you?
Yeah, of course. I'll ring Kent and say I need the morning off. He'll understand.
I see. Everybody gets a holiday except me.
Do you think your mother's enjoying this?
He doesn't think at all. Well, we could go into Borchester, look at wedding stuff, take a mind off things.
Yeah, good idea.
You get to go shopping, but me...
Will you just shut up? You're going to school, end of story.
It's not fair.
You think any of this is fair on your mother?
Grow up and think about someone else for once.
I just don't see why.
It's always noise about. Nothing.
No, it's just this pair squabbling as usual.
You had your breakfast, Christopher.
Yeah, but it wasn't very...
Christopher!
Yeah, I've had my breakfast.
Oh, Mum, there's a bit of good news in the post for you, weren't there, Dad?
Good news?
Well, we could do with some...
Oh, yes, sir. The letter from the district council about the planning committee meeting.
Boring.
Not if it means we can get into the new house quicker.
Yeah, it'll be in 2 weeks' time. We can speak if we like.
Oh. I don't know about that. You got a good case. Dad needs to be close to his work.
Living next to a load of pigs. Won't that be fun?
You're looking forward to having a great big bedroom, aren't you?
It's something we can all look forward to.
I suppose so. Apart from living in the caravan.
Caravan?
That'll be fun.
It shouldn't be for too long. Once we're on site, we can really get cracking.
What caravan?
You never listen to anything, do you?
We did explain, Christopher. We have to sell this house to get the money to buy the new one.
And while it's being built, we live in a caravan.
All of us.
Unless I move in.
No.
There'll be a need for that.
When?
Once we've got planning permission, we can get cracking. Shouldn't take too long to sell the house.
Early summer, we thought.
When I'm taking my GCSEs, I'm going to be living in a caravan.
I know it's not ideal.
I don't believe you. You pretend my exams are so important, and then you want me to move into some poxy, leaky caravan to study for them.
It won't be like that.
What are my mates going to think?
Maybe they'll think it's cool.
Love, I'm sorry. I'm not looking forward to it either, but if it's the only way we can get this nice new house...
Oh, yes, who cares what Christopher thinks? He didn't even bother telling me.
Yes, we did.
It's going to totally screw up my life, but who cares about that?
Of course we care.
Don't be such a drama queen.
I'm not for an uncle. Caravan for a home. I don't want to be in this family anymore.
Oh, Christopher, don't say
Christopher,
that.
You come back here right now.
I'll leave him, Dad. It's not worth it.
Oh, Christopher.
Oh, don't cry, love. He didn't mean it.
He was all for boasting to his mates about Uncle Clive 5 minutes ago.
Him trying to scam a day off school.
Oh, he's right. Who would want to be in my family? Oh, what have I done to you all? Oh, still engaged. I knew he shouldn't have spent the night there alone.
Now, don't worry, Chris.
Oh, I should have gone with him.
I'm sure there's a perfectly innocent explanation.
Phone's been engaged for hours. Who's he talking to?
Maybe he knocked it off the hook and didn't notice. It's easy to do.
Oh, someone took it off. Clive's come back. He's come back and he's got George.
I really don't think that's very likely. He's got his personal alarm, hasn't he?
If he'd got time to use it.
If there is anything wrong, Phil will tell us soon enough. Look, I'm going to start getting the breakfast on.
Oh, I don't think I could eat anything.
I expect you will. And by the time it's ready, Phil and George will be back to share it with us.
Why hasn't he rung? Maybe I could ring the police. Oh, George, is that you?
Chris, love. Yes, of course it is.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. I've been so worried.
I'm fine. No need to be working yourself up into a state about me, imagining all sorts.
But you didn't ring and then the phone was engaged for such a long time.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just about to give you a call, but then the police rang me.
What did they want?
It's good news.
They found Clive.
No, but they found my gun. He's not armed anymore. So you can stop worrying now, can't you?
So I thought Phoebe and Lily could be my little bridesmaids and then Freddie could be my page.
Yes.
Well, Elizabeth's been so kind.
Oh, and they look so sweet.
Aren't you having any grown-up bridesmaids at all?
Yeah, of course. I've asked Brenda.
Oh, good. You might need her to keep the little ones in order.
That's what Hayley said. They can be demons when they get together.
Is Brenda all right about that?
Yeah, she was pleased. Except she said she'd got the feeling she was doomed to be always the bridesmaid and never the bride.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
She's already been Hayley's. Oh, but that's Kenton.
Oh, look, if he needs you at work...
No, I just lost something. Oh, no, it's for you, Mum.
For me?
Yeah, from Christopher. Here you are.
Oh, you read it to me, love. You know I can never make head nor tail of those text messages.
Okay. Tell Mum sorry about that. Kisses, Chris. Well, I suppose he's not all that bad. Oh. Mum? Don't cry. Not over Christopher.
That is good news.
Isn't it?
It is. Dumped in a ditch it was. Well, he'd got no further use for it, had he?
I suppose not.
It'll be a weight off Susan's mind, I can tell you.
I'm sure it will.
She's so sorry about this, you know. And sorry she hasn't said so in person, Chris, but...
Oh, that's all right, I understand.
Nobody's blaming Susan.
Of course not.
She blames herself. It's not logical, but...
I know. I still think I might not have locked that window properly.
Hey, up he smashed it, Chris.
Yeah, he'd have got in somehow.
Not anymore, he won't. He won't come back to Ambridge.
That's what I keep telling Susan. But if a few locks and bolts would help her feel safer, then...
She's still very upset.
I wouldn't go into work today. Too ashamed to show her face.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yes, I know.
Poor Susan.
He's got a lot to answer for.
Me too frightened to go home to my husband and... Susan too frightened to go out. We shouldn't let him do this to us.
So that's the kind of thing we're going to cover.
Looks very interesting.
Will's a bit nervous about it.
Why? He seems very prepared to be married.
Thinks they might start talking about God.
Oh.
Or start asking personal questions.
Oh, well, I think it's a good idea. The Lord knows what could have prepared your dad for being married to me.
Yes.
Oh, is that in back?
Sounds like it. He's brought visitors.
I don't know that I can face anybody.
Hi, love. Chris and George wanted to see you. That's all right, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Come in.
It was our idea. Oh, morning, Emma.
Hi.
We've got some good news for you. The police have found my gun.
Oh. Clive must have dumped it.
Oh, thank goodness. What a relief.
Isn't it?
Oh, look, please sit down. Would you like your drink? I can see to that, Mum.
No, you're all right.
We won't stay long. We didn't mean to disturb you.
Oh, I'm glad you came. I should have come to see you myself.
I explained about that, love.
That's all right, Susan.
No, it's not all right. My brother did this terrible thing to you. The least I could do was say I'm sorry.
Mum, I'm sure they don't blame you.
Of course we don't.
He did a terrible thing to you, too.
Oh, you can't compare it.
I can. He brought terror into both our homes.
And you can't bear to go back to that lovely house.
Oh, but she is coming home.
I am. One night without George was enough for me.
Oh, thanks, love.
Being together, that's what's important. You've got a wonderful family, Susan.
You know, we're all here for you, love.
Even Christopher.
But Clive's still out there.
Let him stay out there. Don't let him inside. That's the mistake I made.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If there was anything I could do...
There is. Get on with your life as I'm trying to. Otherwise, he's won. And why should he? ¶¶
it's a big day for Adam.
Am I the first?
You are. I'm impressed.
Well, I told you, it isn't just you farmers who need to get up early.
No. Well, I appreciate it.
I don't mind. Could be a laugh.
I hope you think that by the end of the morning. Would you like a drink while we're waiting for the others? I've got flasks of tea and coffee.
Oh, no, I brought my own, thanks. And some scones if anybody gets peckish.
Oh, that you made yourself?
Of course.
I shall have to ask you to give me a hand more often.
Wait till you see if I'm any good at it.
You're keen, that's the main thing. One willing worker is worth two pressed men.
Oh, you had to twist a few arms to get your team together?
Mm, I prefer more subtle methods.
Blackmail?
Bribery.
Oh, come on, Edward. We're supposed to be there by six this morning, not tonight.
I don't know what we're doing here at all.
Because there's money in it. Adam said he'd see us right.
God, it's bad enough I've got this blimmin' post-programme review thing today.
20 each at least. Maybe 30.
Yeah, without having to get up in the middle of the night to mess around with some plastic.
I thought you were after a bit of polythene sheeting.
How do you know that?
I think Jazzer mentioned it.
Oh, did he?
Adam might have a bit going spare when this lot's finished.
Oh, I suppose he might.
Need it to cover the car, do you?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the whole point of borrowing Tony's barn was to work undercover.
Well, keeps things tidy when we're not there. Stops Tony having a nose.
Why don't you just ask him for a bit of silage plastic? There's always enough of that lying around.
If we ask him anything, he'll use it as an excuse to come round and start interfering.
He does know a bit about you.
Yeah, but that stops me using independent learning and thinking skills to further my aims and objectives.
You what?
Presenting evidence of forethought and preparation and achieving my desired results.
I just thought you wanted to get the car done up and burn a bit of rubber.
Yeah, I do. That's not going to impress my probation officer, is it? Now, Dad, after me. Edward is using this project to further his enhanced thing.
So, who are we waiting for? David?
Yeah, but it's going to be late.
Milking, I suppose.
Yeah. Brian, if you can manage it. Eddie, Ed.
Are they coming? I thought Ed had some special meeting with his probation officer this morning.
Didn't mention it.
Well, Clary's taking some time off.
Oh, how's he getting on doing that old car up?
Good Lord, you are up on village
gossip. I don't know. Won't let me anywhere near it.
How did you hear about that?
Well, Peggy was telling me about it.
Ah, well, trust Gran to know.
That took me back. My brothers and I had a go at that.
Yeah, well, I expect you were more open to a little friendly advice.
Not really. Used to drive me dad crazy. We thought we knew it all.
Oh, here they are now. I think we'll make a start.
Ah, yeah. We can manage the first bit with just the four of us.
Morning. Eddie.
Hi.
Ed, good of you to come.
Yeah, isn't it?
Have you met Ian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he brought up some gravel for your grandmother.
Is Mum thinking of having a new path?
Yeah, no, it's for drainage. Seen the difference yet, has she?
I'm planning to get it worked in for her on my next day off.
Oh, well, let me know if you need any more.
Well, are we getting started or not?
Yeah, I shouldn't waste any more of your valuable time. I'll just run through the procedure, shall I?
Might be a good idea.
Well, it's quite simple, really. I'll lift the polythene on the tractor with the bale spike, and you unroll it to the length of the beds, with a bit extra for safety.
Told you soon, bound to be some left over.
We cut it and use the telescopic legs to push the polythene on top of the frame. Mm-hmm. Then we work from one end to the other, four of us pulling the polythene down over the frame while two others lash it down with a rope round the legs.
I knew my Boy Scout knots would come in handy someday.
Is that clear?
Complicated.
Ah, you get the hang of it.
Yeah. And you've done the course, haven't you, Adam?
Yeah.
You can tell us if we're going wrong.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like hard work.
Never mind, son. You'll be able to tell your probation officer you made a valuable contribution to a community project, won't you?
Here we are. Nice cup of tea before we start work.
Thanks, Pat.
You sure I can't offer you any breakfast?
I'd mind with the lads.
I'm impressed Ed's lending a hand.
It were Eddie's idea. I weren't keen.
Weren't you?
Well, with his post-programme review today, I don't want them being late.
Adam will understand if they have to go.
Oh, it's good of you to let me have the time off.
Oh, it's good of you to come in early to make it up.
Oh, I'd rather keep busy, Tart. Takes my mind off it.
Oh, don't worry, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I hope so. I just don't trust Edward not to say the wrong thing. Already come to that.
Oh, it's not a test. What could they say wrong?
Oh, they'd find something.
Well, I think it's done Ed good. If he needs a reference...
Really?
Absolutely. I'm impressed with his negotiating skills.
Hey?
seems to have found the way to handle Tony. Wish he'd let me in on the secret.
It was kind of Tony to let him have the space to work on that car.
Oh, it's not that kind. He's getting a bit of help with one or two things around the farm, and I think he hoped they might let him in on the act. He loves tinkering with cars.
I'm sure they could use the help.
Why, they want to do it themselves, and good luck to them.
They haven't been rude, have they?
No, that's what I'm saying. Ed's been very tactful about getting Tony out of the way.
Is he?
Yeah, I'm going to ask him how he does it. There are a lot of things that Tony reckons he's a world expert on.
Well, it's nice to hear good things about our Edward for a change.
Oh, I take my hat off to him. I suppose it's this trouble with Clive has made me so jumpy about him. Why?
You know, there but for the grace of God.
Oh, Ed'd never do a thing like that.
Oh, don't you think that's what Ivy Horribin would have said when Clive were his age?
Perhaps, but Clary...
Poor woman, I don't know how she's coping.
Poor Susan.
Yeah. I think she's a bit better. Gone into work today.
Oh, that's good.
Christine and George came round to see her. That helped.
They're back in the police house, I hear.
Oh, you've got to get on with your life, haven't you?
Yeah, certainly puts your worries about your own children into perspective.
Oh, Pat, you've got no need to worry about yours. They're a credit to you.
I just wish Helen was a bit happier, that's all.
Well,
they were supposed to be going on holiday. Helen was quite excited about it. Now that's all off.
Oh, dear, why?
Oh, Greg can't get the time off work. But she never tells me much about it.
They do like their secret.
You meant it about those knots, didn't you? Very professional.
Yeah, I always mean what I say.
You should give my Aunt Lillian a few lessons.
Oh, dear. Well, she's still seeing Mad Crawford.
Oh, good God, you do know everything, don't you?
Your grandmother likes to talk.
Well, she likes to talk to you. Mum's worried too.
Well, if Lillian says there's nothing going on...
Oh, Mum thinks that's just a tactic. Playing hard to get.
Is it working?
He's still there all the time. Yes, apparently.
He usually does.
You think so?
Well, those two seem very chummy.
Pull it your end, Ed. I think he was brought up on a farm. Yeah, thanks. That's better.
What, and he became a chef? That's unusual.
Watch that corner. Here. I wonder if he'd be interested in any of my meat.
I doubt it. He's cooking at Grey Gables, not some greasy spoon.
Yeah, it's all good quality.
Yeah, it fell off the back of a very posh lorry.
Hey, don't you go saying things like that in front of your probation officer.
Well, don't you go trying to sell him any.
No, never mind about that. Wash that sheet.
Adam, we need some help over here. Well,
can't you get that lash down?
Say, what do you think I'm trying to do? Here, let me give you a hand with that.
Well, this wasn't on the weather forecast. All right over there, Tony.
Yeah, I think I've got it.
Just pass me that rope, Adam. Yeah. There! That's going nowhere.
Oh, well. Panic over.
Yeah, well done. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, so, what are we doing now? Bread for tea and scones?
Scones? I wonder if we might not be wiser to call it a day. I don't like the feel of this wind.
Not just a passing breeze, is it?
Yeah, look at those clouds. Setting for the day, I reckon.
Well, so we can go?
Yeah, looks like it. Still, we've made a good start. See you tomorrow, I hope?
Yeah, right you are, no problem. Ah, it's looking good. See you then.
Bye, Tony. Thanks again.
Well, come on, Dad. We've got an appointment, remember?
Hey, just a sec. I want a word with Ian about my meat.
What, your meat? I didn't know you were farming.
I'm not, sir, but I know a man who is.
Well, I'm always interested to find good local suppliers.
Best quality is.
I'm sure. So where are you getting it from, exactly?
Dad, we've got to go and change.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I haven't really got time to go into details now. I'll see you about it another time, OK?
All right, I look forward to it.
You're not seriously planning to buy any meat off Eddie, are you?
No. I heard all about him. Oh, look, Adam, about tomorrow, Adam.
I realise you won't be able to make it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a pity.
I know.
That double hitch loop or whatever it is a really good knot.
And I thought you were going to miss my sparkling conversation.
That too. And you'll be missing a drink. I was planning to take the lads to the Bull to say thank you.
Oh, well. Another time, perhaps.
Yeah. When's your next evening off?
This chocolate cake's great.
It should be for the price.
Well, don't be so tight. We're so in celebrate, haven't we? Didn't notice you holding back at the counter.
Well, it is a bit of a special occasion. A Grundy with a lure on his side for once.
Oh, I'm his blue-eyed boy.
We don't know how you two can sit there laughing and stuffing your faces after what we just went through.
What?
Lad wrapped him round his little finger.
You think he did?
Well, you heard him. I'm so excited about my car, you'd think I was doing it up for him.
That's not a bad idea. You'd have a nice little business going there. After all, He'd have contracts.
I heard you say your negotiating skills came in very handy when you was buying it.
Well, I did.
I nearly died.
What? Negotiating with Jezza to threaten to duff the bloke up?
Well, I had to persuade him. We'd fallen out, hadn't we? See how I'm repairing my interpersonal relationships?
What he don't know won't hurt him.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
You better hope he never finds out about you driving that car home without insurance.
I wasn't driving it, I was ferrying it. Well, that doesn't count. Anyway, I took the back roads.
I wish I could see this improvement in your thinking, what everyone else does.
Oh, you worry too much, Mum.
Oh. The lad's right for once. His probation officer's happy. He's only got to see him for another month.
Yeah, I'm counting the days.
Oh, well, at least you didn't try and sell him none of your dodgy meat.
No, because I warned him not to.
There's nothing wrong with that meat. It's all good quality stuff. That new chef at Grey Gables can't wait to get his hands on it. What's so funny about that?
Oh, I'm nothing.
You never tried to sell it to him?
No, don't worry, Mum. His mind was on other things.
It's good stuff. I'll prove it. I'll cook us a slap-up steak supper.
With that meat?
Oh, come on, Mum. You mustn't let your prejudices cloud your judgment.
Exactly. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Everyone deserves to be given a chance to prove themselves. Even Dad.
I thought I heard the car. You're back early.
Yes. The wind got up.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing in here? Taking a sneaky look at Ed's handiwork?
No.
Thinking how much better you could do it yourself? You really should let him get on with it, you know.
Oh, should I?
Yes, I think you should.
I came to do him a favour, actually.
Oh, that's nice of you.
He was after some plastic sheeting. Now I see why.
Wants to keep things tidy? There you are, you see.
Wants to keep things hidden. Pat, didn't you notice anything odd about this place?
Not really, but then I never come in here much.
It doesn't seem a bit crowded, the old lawnmower and garden stuff.
Well, I suppose if they're not in Ed's way, there's no harm in us keeping them here.
They don't belong to us. They are not ours.
Huh? Well, whose are they then?
That is a very good question.
Greg is hard at work.
Ah, yeah, you got a big job on there.
Afternoon, George. Brian Aldridge gave me a real rocket the other week about the state of these covers.
Brian gets these bees in his bonnet. You don't have to take them as gospel.
Difficult not to. He is the boss.
The keeper knows best. You know that.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, how are you?
Oh, you know, not so bad.
I hear you're back in the police house.
Yeah. Chris took some persuading.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, we're not going to let that tour rag dictate our lives.
Good for you. They haven't caught him yet?
No, no. I think he's long gone. Probably just hightailed it straight down to London before they even started looking for him.
That would be the most logical thing to do.
Wish I could convince Chris. She still doesn't like being left on her own.
Oh, well, don't let me keep you.
No, no, it's all right. Jill's round there now and they've got the dog.
Yeah, I bet you're glad to get out, aren't you?
Oh, I am. Being cooped up doesn't really suit me. I'm afraid I got too used to being my own master. All the years I was keepering.
Yeah, well, those days have gone.
Brian's really giving you a hard time, is he?
Getting his father-in-law shot didn't exactly put me in his good book.
Shouldn't let these inexperienced guns loose on his birds, then, should he?
Yeah, he told me to keep an eye on him. Just so much to think about, you know?
You can't be everywhere.
No, it's my responsibility. Shouldn't have let things get on top of me like that.
Maybe you just need a bit of a break.
Helen had one all fixed up for us.
A sensible girl.
Didn't seem a very good moment to ask Brian for the time off, though.
No need to work yourself into the ground every day. Hey, do you fancy going out the Bull when you finish this?
Yeah, you'll need to be getting back to Christine.
Well, then at least knock off early and have an evening in with Helen.
Yeah, I've told her I'll be out.
Nice surprise for her, then. Get her a soppy video. That always goes down well.
Suppose I could.
Bottle of wine, nice box of chocolates. The birds can do without you for one evening.
Oh,
think that's everything.
Oh, Helen will be pleased. She was worried that we were running low on veg.
Yeah, she told me.
Oh, she does like to meet trouble halfway.
Yeah, positively goes out looking for it.
I'm always telling her she needs to chill out more.
Oh, I wish she would.
It's a pity that holiday fell through. I think she needed it.
So do I. But Greg couldn't take the time off work.
Well, she should have gone on her own. I would have.
Yes, I know you would.
Well, Tom shows these workaholic tendencies sometimes. Then he'd nip it in the bud.
I agree. Tom's lucky he's got you.
Thank you. Well, I think so.
No, I mean it. Someone to help him get things in perspective. There's no danger of Greg doing that.
Helen doesn't need to go along with it. Everything doesn't always have to be about what Greg wants.
I know.
I don't think that's healthy in a relationship.
I agree. It's no use me trying to tell her.
Why not?
Oh, no one in my family wants to take my valuable advice at the moment.
Is that Tom? Tell me if it is and I'll have a word.
No, it's Tony. He's got this demented idea that Ed's up to his old tricks again.
Nicking stuff? Oh, surely not. He's learnt his lesson.
Of course he has. I'm sure there's some perfectly innocent explanation.
Yes, that's more like it.
Aha!
Are you all right, Tony? What can I do for you?
You can tell me exactly what you think you're up to.
Okay, well, just fitted some new blades on this lawnmower and I was checking they wouldn't fly off when I switched the motor.
And what's that lawnmower doing here in the first place?
Well, not a lot till I fixed it.
Oh, now, don't come the innocent with me. A lawnmower, hedge trimmer, that wheelbarrow.
What is this, I spy? Oh, you missed the shears, by the way.
What, you think this is funny? Bringing stolen property onto my land?
Stolen?
Should have known you couldn't be trusted. Should never have let Pat talk me into it.
I wouldn't steal this.
Wouldn't be the first time.
It'd be the first time I bothered to nick junk.
Anything you could lay your hands on, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I knew what to take.
Yeah, I can't believe you've got the nerve to face me out on this.
Tony, I didn't nick any of this. Especially not those shears.
What are you doing with it, then?
Well, what it looks as though I'm doing. I'm fixing it.
You expect me to believe that?
Yeah, well, I've got it written down. Here's that bit of paper. There you go, you see?
What?
Names, phone numbers. When they want it back.
Oh.
Go ring one of them up and ask them if you don't believe me. It's all above board.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm making use of my transferable skills. I'm showing a bit of initiative.
Using my barn for this without even telling me?
No, I was doing a few favours for some mates. Didn't think you'd mind.
Oh, so they're not paying you then?
Well, yeah, the odd tenner, but...
Right. Well then, where's my cut?
What?
Business premises, business rent.
Rent?
Overheads. You never heard of them?
Oh, come on, it's only a few bits and pieces. You said you didn't mind us using this place.
Yeah, to do up your car, not to start a small business. God, you're your father's son, all right. I should have known.
Oh, well, that wasn't a bad day's takings.
No, we've been busy.
I'll pop this along to the bank. You get off.
I don't mind doing it if you're in a hurry to get home.
No, not really. Greg's working this evening.
Oh, poachers about, are there?
No, he's clearing some covers.
Oh, right.
I don't know what there is left to clear. He was out there all yesterday evening doing it too.
What, in the dark?
Practically.
That's a bit obsessive, isn't it?
Look, he's under a lot of pressure at the moment.
Look, if he's working, why don't we have a girls' night out? We haven't done that in ages.
Oh, I don't know if I'm up to it.
I'm not talking about going clubbing. I've got just the thing you need.
Have you? And what's that then?
An evening of pampering at that aromatherapy place that's just opened.
Oh, it does sound tempting. Isn't it a bit pricey, though?
Well, that's the beauty of it. I've got vouchers. Two for the price of one. Introductory offer.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you'd be doing me a favour. I really want to go and they run out today.
Well,
and I can't take Tom now, can I?
I suppose not.
It'll be fun. You could do with a break.
Oh, yeah. I ought to let Greg know, though, in case we're late back or something.
Well, ring him now. That's what mobiles are for, aren't they?
Well, you can't always get a signal in the woods.
Well, leave a message on your home phone, then. Ah, the wonders of modern technology.
I suppose I could, but
stop doesn't... making excuses, Helen. We're doing it.
Helen, love, I'm back. Helen, come and see what I've got. Helen? What's on?
I wonder if...
Hi, Greg, love, it's me. I hope you don't mind, but Kirsty wants me to come out with her this evening to try out this new aromatherapy place, which has got vouchers and, well, you're working.
You too. Aromatherapy. Oh, well.
Oh, I feel so much better.
I know. Really relaxing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the next session.
You're looking so much better.
Am I?
You always seem so tense these days.
Well, maybe I should take up yoga. Meditation or something. I've thought about it.
You know, I think the answer might be a bit closer to home.
What do you mean?
Well, just because Greg's stressed out doesn't mean you have to be.
Well, it's hard not to be. If the person you love is having a hard time...
It seems to be a permanent state with Greg, though.
Look, don't start having a go at him, OK? I get enough of that from Mum.
I'm not. I just meant... Well, he seems like quite a troubled soul, whatever's going on in his life.
Well, he's had a hard time. His marriage splitting up, losing the children.
I know, and it's a lot for you to take on.
I love him.
You must do. I worry about you.
Well, you don't have to. We're very happy.
Happy like you are this evening. Enjoying yourself, relaxing, having a laugh.
We do that.
Do you?
In our own way. Kirsty, Greg's not exactly the aromatherapy type,
but... I'm not talking about Greg. I'm talking about you.
I'm fine.
I don't think you are. I know you love him, but he can't be an easy man to live with. You're not going to deny that.
He needs me, Kirsty. He needs me so much. No one understands that. How special that makes me feel.
You need to look after yourself.
I do.
I don't think you do. Don't you ever think...
What?
He's not a happy man, Helen. Don't you ever wonder...
He is happy. He's happy when he's with me.
If you're such a positive force in his life, you shouldn't let him drag you down with him into these black times.
I don't.
Oh, Helen, you do. After your holiday plans got cancelled, you got quieter and quieter.
Well, yes, I was disappointed.
More and more remote. Tonight's the first time I've heard you laugh for a week.
Don't worry about him.
Doesn't seem to be doing either of you much good, does it? One of you's got to keep smiling.
I do try to be positive.
Well, give yourself something to be positive about, then.
More nights like tonight.
Exactly. You know, I'm always up for it.
I told you there was nothing to be worried about.
I wouldn't say that.
He was not using our barn to hide stolen property.
No, he's using it to run a small business.
Oh, hardly that. A few garden tools.
No, it's the principle of the thing. Shows he can't be trusted.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
In the right direction. Showing a bit of enterprise. Good honest graft.
Honest? When he couldn't even be bothered to tell me.
Probably too scared to.
Well, that's no excuse.
Oh, scared you might turn out to be the world expert on fixing garden tools as well as doing up old cars.
Oh, now that's just be... Oh, that's you.
Evening, Tony. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Ed! Come in, we were just talking about you.
Oh, no, I won't stop. I brought this for you.
Present? How intriguing, let me see.
But that's my old garden trimmer.
Yeah, it was at the back of the barn. I noticed it could do with a bit of service, so I've sorted it out for you.
Oh, I see.
Tony, now, isn't that kind?
Isn't it?
Well, it's the least I could do. A bit of a peace offering. I wanted to say I was sorry.
Oh, there was no need for that.
Well, no, you were right. I should have told you about the garden tools.
You should have asked me.
It's all sorted out now, isn't it?
Well, I hope so. I don't want you to think I'm taking advantage.
No?
I'm really chuffed you gave me the space to work on my car. It's opened up all sorts of new opportunities for me.
There you are, Tony. He can't say fairer than that now, can he?
Hello, Rob. Didn't think you'd be back this soon.
Oh, I didn't think you would.
It didn't take as long as I reckoned.
You didn't mind me going out?
Of course not.
And you got my message?
Yeah. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. It was really relaxing. You should try it.
Not quite my sort of thing.
What's this you're watching?
Oh, nothing. Not that interesting. I was going to watch this video.
So, what is it? One of your sci-fi... Oh.
Well, you went on about it so much, I thought there must be something in it.
Oh, you got it for me. And, oh, no, the bottle of wine.
Just fancied a glass.
Why haven't you opened it, then? Have you been working late at all?
Felt like a night off.
Oh, Greg, you should have told me.
I wanted to surprise you. Just proves I don't do spontaneous...
So sorry. If I'd realised...
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It does.
You had a good evening, that's the main thing.
I'd have much rather have been here with you.
We can do it some other time.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Jennifer is worried about Peggy.
Hello,
worried about him, really.
What did the doctor say, exactly?
The leg's definitely started to get infected again.
And she thinks it might be cellulitis?
Yes, she does.
That's not what the doctor said.
No, but... well, it's taking him so long to get back to his old self.
It does seem to have aged him. Anyone for more coffee?
No, thanks, darling. And, of course, she's worried about Lillian.
I'll have half a cup. Well, when isn't she?
Because of Matt Crawford.
Yes. They popped into Nightingale Farm on the way back from the surgery, and there he was.
This morning?
Mm.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
No.
Why wasn't he at work?
Oh, said he had some business to do with Lillian. I thought I might go round there myself this evening.
Trying to catch them in flagrante, Mum?
No. To tell her at least to be a bit more discreet when Mum's around.
Well, if she will make these dorm raids. So I'm going to be left to my own devices, am I? What are you up to this evening, Adam?
Going for a drink with Ian. He missed out because he wasn't around when we finished the polytunnels.
Oh.
At the Bull? Yes.
Oh, good. You don't mind if I tag along, do you?
Well, I can't see your umbrella, Matt.
Thought I left it here this morning.
Oh, how Freudian. I can't say I've noticed it.
Oh, well. Expect it'll turn up somewhere.
Yes. You should try your other friends.
I didn't mean to hold you up when you're going out.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, that's a very splendid outfit for a quiet night in.
Thank you.
Or are you expecting a visit from AEC? Huh? He seems to feature rather heavily on your calendar.
Well, I've got so much more time to see all my friends now.
Have you?
Oh, it's so much better, isn't it?
What's that?
Our friendship, without all the emotional baggage. I find it quite liberating.
Who's that? You have got someone here.
Not that I know of, darling. How exciting.
Lillian?
Oh, in here, Jenny. Oh, Matt, don't look so disappointed.
Do you know, your front door was wide open. Oh, evening, Matt.
Jennifer.
It's lovely to see you, Jenny.
Is it?
Of course. Matt was just going. Now I shan't be lonely.
There's no rush.
Well, Jenny and I have lots to talk about.
Oh, have we?
You know, girly secrets wouldn't interest you at all.
Brian's having a drink with Adam at the Boar if you're at a loose end, Matt.
Yeah, I might pop in for a quick one. Might you two join us later?
Well, who knows? The night is young. Maybe. Unless we go clubbing.
What?
Well, off you go then, darling. You can see yourself out.
Yeah, right. Good night, all.
Night.
Thanks for telling him about Brian, darling. Master stroke.
I don't know if Brian's going to thank me. It did seem a good way to get rid of him, though.
Well, it did.
Thanks.
So, what are these secrets?
Oh, I just said that to wind him up. He's so funny. It was his idea to cool it.
He still seems to be round here quite a lot.
Because he's changed his mind. Well, tough. I haven't.
No?
No. You were right, Jenny. No future in an affair with a married man.
Over here, Brian. I'm sorry about Brian tagging along like this.
It's okay.
It wasn't quite what I had in mind.
No? What did you have in mind?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take those, will I?
Oh, thanks. There's quite a crowd in here tonight, isn't there?
Yes, not the quiet drink I wanted.
Well, we can't always get what we want.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need.
Oh, the Rolling Stones. Are you a fan?
Afraid so.
Hey, you don't have to apologise to me.
Brian may look like your average fat cat agribusiness.
Hey, watch it. Watch it. Who are you calling fat?
But under that expensive suit beats the heart of a rocker.
We all have our secrets.
Adam's into this modern stuff, of course, boy bands and so on.
Actually, they're a bit old hat now, Brian.
Well, isn't it a bit old hat to say a bit old hat?
Well said, well said. Nah. And it's the quiet ones you need to watch, Adam.
So I've heard.
Brian.
Oh, good evening, Matt.
Hi, Matt. Adam, Jennifer told me I might find you here.
Did she mean round to the house?
No, I saw her at Lillian's. Look, can I have a word about the shoot?
From far away,
as it were.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Ian. He's the new chef at Grey Gables. It's Matt Crawford. Another fat cat.
Yeah. Pleased to meet you.
All right.
Yeah, it's a bit private. Could we find a quiet corner?
Oh, I suppose so. Excuse us.
Yes, of course.
But I'll be back. It's not often I meet another aficionado around here.
I'll look forward to it. I didn't realize your stepfather had a wild side too.
He's got lots of hidden deaths.
Now, where were you? Would it kill him to be a bit more pleasant?
Well, apparently, yes.
Could I get a word out of him this morning? You just make sure we get through the next shoot without him actually killing him.
Oh, Matt, it's under control. Come on. Haven't you got better things to do with your time than hanging around Ambridge upsetting my keeper?
I'm just looking out for my interests.
Oh. Well, I suppose you've got a lot of spare time in your hands now. It's all off with you and Lillian.
Is it? Has she said anything to you about me?
Well, you think she cries on my shoulder? Sorry to disappoint you.
No, I just thought Jennifer might have, you know, mentioned.
She mentioned you're still round there all the time. Oh, come on, give it up, Matt. Move on with your life. That ship has sailed.
Why, has she seen someone else?
I imagine so, don't you? Off with the old, on with the new. That's always been Lillian's motto.
Yeah, someone in particular?
I doubt it. I mean, take your pick from the male population of Borsetshire. Lillian's never been very choosy, has she?
This was supposed to be a date, was it?
What would you have felt if it was?
Well, what would you have wanted me to feel?
Do you always answer a question with a question?
I don't know, do I?
All right, here's a different one. Are you always this much hard work?
Only if I think it's worth it.
And do you?
Darling, I hoped you'd still be here.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Jennifer's buying me a drink as a reward for being a good girl. How are you, sweetie?
Fine. So, you've been good?
Naturally. And it's lovely to see you again, darling. Hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, it's just a quiet drink.
Well, it's a start.
And there's no need to turn it into a noisy one.
I told you I'm a reformed character.
Oh, dear, what a pity. That makes two of us.
Is that right?
Really? So is Adam buying you a drink for being good, too? Oh,
something like that.
He helped me get my polytunnels up.
Oh, darling, hope it wasn't too painful.
Lillian, behave yourself.
Hope you didn't spoil your delicate artist's hands with all this nasty, rough farm work. I haven't tasted any of your creations yet.
We must go for a meal.
Well, there's a big dinner dance coming up next week. I don't know if there are any tickets left.
Aren't you and Brian going to that, Mum?
Yes, we are. It's some Borchester land shindig. Well, I'm sure Brian could wangle an extra ticket if you're interested, will you?
Borchester land? Yes, I think I might be.
You really think it might be worth investing in?
Property prices aren't going to drop yet. I know just the chap you need to see. If you're coming to this dinner dance thing, I could introduce you there.
We want a Grey Gables?
Is that next week? Yeah, creeps up on you. I must remind the better half.
You're taking a vet? Oh, I suppose you'd have to.
She always comes with me to official functions.
If you say so.
I do, and if she can't, it's not unusual to turn up with an alternative companion, is it, Brian?
Lillian seems to be having a good time.
Lillian?
Yes, over there with Jenny and Adam.
Well, how long's she been here? Why didn't you tell me?
We were having such an interesting conversation about Greg Turner's personality defects.
Does she know that new chef, what's his name?
Ian. They do seem to be getting on well, don't they? Didn't realise they knew each other.
How long's he been around?
I'm not sure exactly. Must have arrived. Oh, about the time you and Lillian decided to call it a day. Good timing, eh?
So she could have been a GI bride.
Well, so she says. Oh, come on, Lillian. When Con came back to see Mike, he could see that he was still interested.
He came back? Now that's romantic. Hmm.
Poor Gran, torn between two lovers.
Hmm. Jack did get quite jealous.
Good for Mum. Keep them on their toes, that's my motto.
Their toes?
A saucy one. I like you.
Lillian!
Oh, hello, Matt. You're still here. Won't your wife be expecting you back?
Didn't realise you two knew each other so well.
Well, there's a lot you don't know about me.
I really should be getting back.
Last year, just as things were getting interesting.
Weren't they?
Oh, were they?
Ian's another Rolling Stones fan.
Brian, how nice of you to find a soulmate.
Let me give you a lift.
Oh, I can get a taxi.
Don't be silly, it's no trouble.
Go via home. Show me the polytunnel.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Polytunnel?
It's a code word, darling. Don't ask.
You never did get to see the fruits of your labour, did you?
If you're not too tired.
Well, if it's not out of your way.
Go on, darling. It's more original than etchings.
Etchings? All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Didn't I get a kiss, darling?
Of course. Okay, it's lovely to see you again.
Pleasure's mutual.
We won't be too long.
See you later, then.
Oh, darling, Lillian wants to come to that dinner dance at Grey Gables next week. We can get her a ticket, can't we?
I should think so.
Yeah, I'm going to that.
Who are you? Well, I'll see you there, then. You and your wife.
Oh, they're very impressive, aren't they? I didn't think there'd be so much room in them.
They look even better by daylight.
I don't know. It's quite cosy here. The dark, torchlight. Yeah. No, I like your Aunt Lillian.
She's certainly a character.
I'll say.
Bit naughty of her to use you to make Matt Crawford jealous, then.
I didn't mind. She reminds me of my auntie Susie.
I suppose every family has one mad aunt.
No, I don't know what I would have done without Susie.
You're close.
Very after my mum died. Well, she was the only one I could really talk to about her. Dad just closed down. Didn't want her name spoken.
Must have been so hard for you.
Yeah, and my brothers, it just seemed like they soon forgot. But Susie didn't.
I'm glad there was someone there for you.
Yeah. She was the only one I could talk to about being gay, too. No, really. The only one.
You must have been lonely.
I didn't even have to come out to her. She just knew.
Always a relief, isn't it?
You don't know. Where I was brought up, well, no, it didn't even occur to people.
You were brave.
But to run away?
To find somewhere you can be yourself.
I wish I thought that was true. Sorry, it's left its mark.
I don't see it.
You seem so easy with yourself. I envy that.
Thanks. I'm not sure it's true, though.
You're so open about what you want.
That's easy when I'm with you. Ian.
Yeah?
Please tell me this is what you want, too.
Of course it is.
Events take an alarming turn.
It's good to see you looking a bit more cheerful.
Oh, I am. George was quite right. I needed to be back in my own home.
Nothing like it, is there?
Of course, I'll be even happier when they find Clive.
Yes. Phil thinks he's definitely left the area.
That's what George has been saying, too. Ah, that'll be him now. Of course, it'll take him about 10 minutes to get in.
Yes, that's a very impressive array of locks and bolts you've got now.
And the windows, too. I haven't really got the hang of it all yet.
I'm not surprised.
I really should get George to go through them with me again.
Hello, love.
Hello. Evening, George.
Oh, hello, Jill. I didn't realise you were coming round tonight.
She wasn't. We need to explain about that. Don't take your coat off. Eh? I'm afraid you need to go out again.
Do I? Why is that, then?
Greg rang just now in a bit of a state.
Oh, heck. He's not had another run-in with Brian, has he?
He's trying to avoid one. He's heard reports of poachers around.
It's a funny time. What is possible, I suppose.
So he needs to go and look around, and Will can't go with him.
He's got his marriage preparation classes.
So Greg was wondering if you could give him a hand.
Well, couldn't the lad just postpone his classes?
Not really. They're specially arranged.
But it's fine. I told him I was sure you wouldn't mind.
Well, normally I
know how worried you've been about him.
I have, but I worry more about you. I don't like to leave you on your own in the evenings, you know that.
But I'm not on my own. That's why I asked Jill round.
You really don't need to worry about Chris.
Now, are you sure, love?
Of course I am. And you can stay out as long as you need to.
I brought my overnight bag.
Well, that is very kind of you, Jill.
Oh, no trouble.
I mean, I'd like to help him out. Don't want him working himself into a state about this as well.
You can. Go on, off you go.
Well, do you want me to bring Walt in? I had shut him in his kennel for the night.
No, don't disturb him. I've got my watchdog, haven't I?
That's true.
You're absolutely sure. I mean, you come first, you know.
I know. But we wanted life to get back to normal, didn't we?
Well, that's true.
Normally I wouldn't think twice about it, so off you go.
So your mum's keeping Chris company, is she? Yeah, it's nice of her.
Yeah, she was going to be babysitting the kids for us.
But Phil stepped into the breach.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad of your company. It's been quiet tonight. And I couldn't get a conversation out of your cousin.
Well, Adam, couldn't you? He's usually quite chatty.
He looks cheerful enough, doesn't he? Like the cat that got the cream.
Yeah, cheerful, but quiet. He's just been grinning and staring into his pint for about half an hour now.
Yeah, he's probably glad he's got those polytunnels of his up at last.
Oh, well, if it makes him happy. You two don't seem so chipper this evening, if you don't mind me mentioning it.
We had some bad news today.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's more frustrating than anything. The sale of Woodbine Cottage has fallen through.
Buyer just decided not to move.
Oh, that's the trouble with these property chains. Never simple.
We didn't think we were in one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what with that and the TB testing today?
Well, that went badly too.
We don't know.
Shan't get the results till next week. But I'm dreading it.
They may not be so bad.
They were last time.
Oh. Yeah, it must be a worry for you.
You have to try and live with it.
It just goes on, that's the worst part. Can't see an end to it.
No, I know. A chap in here the other night was telling me a terrible story.
Was he?
Do we want to hear this, Sid?
Well, no, probably not. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Go on.
Go on, otherwise we'll just think the worst.
Yeah, of course I might not have the details quite right, but... Well, he said he's had it on his farm for 3 years. Could that happen?
Yes.
It would be very bad luck.
He was really suffering. Every time a new calf was born, they had to, well, get rid of it.
Oh, it's horrible.
Just haven't got the space to keep them. Is that right?
On some farms, yes.
It wouldn't be such a problem for us.
The feed bill would be there.
Yeah, yes, of course, I hadn't thought.
It's just not economically sound to keep spending money on animals you can't sell.
Yeah, he was close to just throwing in the towel.
I know how he feels.
No, you don't. It's not going to happen to us.
Well, as you see, Sid, Ruth's glass is always half full when mine's half empty.
Yeah, you make a good team, then. It's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's true. And that's what I was trying to explain to Will Grundy.
Well, yeah. Emma's so lively, and he's so...
dull.
David.
Well, they've got these marriage preparation classes tonight. Came in first for a bit of Dutch courage.
They're not that bad, are they?
No. It seems like it's just talking to another married couple about what to expect.
Depends who the other couple is.
You are such a cynic. Just somebody in the parish.
It's winding him up a bit. They said they might ask all sorts of personal questions.
Sid, I'm sure they don't. But they go on courses.
Yeah. I'm surprised Alan doesn't run.
He's too busy, I suppose.
Yeah, he is a live wire.
Courses, honestly. I mean, who could prepare you for some of your partner's funny little ways?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Wanted to build a crap barn?
You've signed up for this course of Nigel's, haven't you?
No, but I think Phil has. It should be fun.
Well, I suppose we could put all our spare calves in it.
David, is your glass half empty? You fancy another?
Need any help?
Hey, not now, if you're all right.
Only if you've run out of petrol, I'm afraid it's a bit of a hike.
It's all right, I've got friends in the village.
Oh, okay. Night then.
Yeah, night.
I told you before you went out, that's fine. Stay as long as you need.
I'm still here, George.
Did you hear that? Yes, we'll just get ourselves off to bed. Try not to wake us when you come in. I will. Night then. Bye, love. Sends his love, says he's very grateful.
He doesn't need to keep on about it. No luck yet,
well, it's a bit early. I never thought he was going to be back till the small hours. Mm.
Sweet of him to ring.
Yes. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm about ready for my bed.
Suits me.
I'll make us a nice hot milky drink and then we can hit the hay.
Ah! Evening, Alan.
Sid, just the man I was looking for. Didn't expect to find you out here.
No, there was a few rowdies in earlier. Oh. Just trying to make sure they weren't hanging around the car park.
Well, I haven't seen them. Nope, all quiet on the Western Front.
That's what I like to hear. You'll have to get your skates on if you want to make last orders. With clothes, really.
No, it's okay. I really came over to bring these back.
Oh, yes.
Some of Fallon's CDs. She very kindly lent them to Amy.
Oh, right.
Is she around?
No, but you could leave them with Jolene, or I can take them if you want to get on.
Good grief! What?
Hey! Hey! You!
Oh, my God, what was that?
I don't know, but...
Chris, look! I don't understand what's happening!
The place is going to go up. We've got to get out, Chris, now.
Jolene! Call the fire brigade! The police house is on fire!
What?
And get the police, too!
This clerk, I saw him earlier. Threw something.
Yeah, tell them Clive Arabin's petrol bombed the police house!
David!
Oh, no, Mum's in there. Come on!
The front door! We could just get to the front door!
Chris, we can't. It's a fence. It's too dangerous. We'll have to get out the back.
Oh, my God!
How's it spread so quickly?
Oh, it does. I've seen it before. I never imagined that.
The fire brigade's on its way.
But how fast can they get here?
They'll be here as quick as they can.
David, where are you going?
Well, they can't get out this way. They may be around the back.
Be careful!
Want any help?
No! Wait for the firemen!
What's happened? What's going on? Oh,
George, thank goodness you're safe anyway.
Clive threw a petrol bomb.
What?
The fire brigade and the police are on their way.
Jill, are they still in there? Has anyone seen them?
I'm afraid not, George.
David's gone round the back. He thinks he might have gone out that way.
Well, what are we waiting for then? Come on!
I can't find the key. Oh, where's the key? Just keep calm, Chris. It can't be far away.
Oh, yes, here it is.
There. We'll soon be out.
Oh, I can't remember. Is it two turns to the left and one to the right?
Just keep trying.
I'll just keep... calm and... Oh, no, I've dropped it.
We'll find it. Chris, we'll find it.
Mum! Chris! Where are you? Mum! Mum! Oh, thank God! Is Chris with you? Can't you get out? It's no good. I can't hear you. Listen, don't worry. I'll get you out. Oh, God. I can't open the door. I'll have to smash the glass, all right? Hang
on. Have you found them? Are they safe?
I'm going to smash the glass panel.
Oh, David, be careful.
Stand clear.
Oh, David!
Mum! Oh,
thank God!
There's Chris in there, is she hurt?
No! George! Oh, George!
Come on, let's get you out. Mind the glass.
Be careful!
Come on, gently does it!
George!
Come on, Mum!
Mind the glass!
Come on! All right.
Never happier to see you and my life.
All right, Mummy. All right.
George, that
goes. It doesn't matter, love, as long as you are safe.
I think we should all move away.
The fire brigade! Here! Let's turn the extra green now.
They're not going to be in time.
Look out! So get back, all of you. Come on, get back! Oh, God!
Oh,
if anything had happened to Chris, I would never have forgiven myself. Are you all right, love?
Jolene, there's an ambulance as well.
That's coming too.
I'm all right, Mum.
I'm all right, George. But it's our house. Our beautiful home.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.